What time is it? The U.S. Naval Observatory can tell you, down to the billionth of a second.
U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock. At the tone, Eastern Daylight Time.
Call the observatory's time service, and Fred Covington's legendary voice will give you the most accurate time in the world, that of the U.S. Master Clock, which has been giving the military standard time for 167 years. Don't have a phone? There's always the digital clock at the observatory gate off Massachusetts Avenue. This display is actually a combined average of more than 50 atomic clocks, the largest share of universal time in the world.
Because we operate about one-third of the atomic clocks in the world, out of 50 timekeeping labs, we're the big one.
Jeff Chester is the public relations officer for the Naval Observatory, and he says millions of people rely on standard time, whether they know it or not.
Digital TV, the internet, anything that has to do with the transmission of digital data involves a very precise clock.
Take your cell phone, for example.
Your voice gets chopped up into little ones and zeros and strung together in little packets of data that are then sent out over the network.
Those packets get jumbled up as the signal is sent through the airwaves. Luckily, each one of them has a timestamp.
The computer on the other end looks for the timestamps, reassembles the data in a sequential order, and then decodes it.
But perhaps the most important function of standard time?
Recalculating.
GPS will not work without this.
Each one of the 24 global positioning satellites that orbits the Earth has an atomic clock. At any one time, the GPS in your car receives time signals from four of those satellites. It then measures the time each signal takes to get there, and
continue 0.7 miles.
Your GPS knows exactly where you are.
We monitor each clock on each global positioning system satellite twice a day, every day, to see how fast or how slow the clocks are.
An error of 1 second could throw your GPS off by 300 kilometers. Not very helpful. But here at the observatory, atomic clocks keep precise time to the nanosecond. In the old days, scientists measured hours, minutes, and seconds in terms of the Earth's rotation. But this wasn't accurate because the Earth does not spin at a constant rate.
The Earth is really a terrible timekeeper.
Nowadays, scientists keep time by measuring energy levels of the cesium atom, which goes back and forth the same amount, more than 9 billion times, every second. That's how atomic clocks work.
It basically removes the Earth and all of its various hiccups and hitches in its get-along from the equation, and it allows us to keep a more precise time scale.
But for these guys, 1 billionth of a second just doesn't cut it. How about 1 trillionth? The secret lies in the element rubidium, which is much easier to measure than cesium.
This allows you to measure the frequency with precision that is one or two orders of magnitude better than what we can get out of current existing technology.
Atomic rubidium clocks will be functional at the observatory as soon as next year. This means GPS will be more accurate, cell phones will be more powerful, and the internet will be faster. But the military will benefit the most.
We want to be able to provide the warfighter with the most up-to-date information possible on the location of the enemy, the movements of the enemy, and we want to do all of this in real time.
Chester says pilots would have better control of drones used for reconnaissance and missile strikes.
More precise targeting, put fewer people at risk, and, you know, hopefully take out just the bad guys.
The military. GPS. The internet, your cell phone, just a few of the things that rely on standard time. To the people that run the U.S. Master Clock, timing is everything.